Isaiah 5. Let me sing for my well-beloved a song of my beloved about his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fruitful hill. He dug it up, gathered out its stones, planted it with the choicest vine, built a tower in the middle of it, and also cut out a winepress in it. He looked for it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. Now, inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, please judge between me and my vineyard. What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Why, when I looked for it to yield grapes, did it yield wild grapes? Now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it will be eaten up. I will break down its wall, and it will be trampled down. I will lay it a wasteland. It won't be pruned or hoed, but it will grow briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain on it. For the vineyard of Yahweh of armies is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. He looked for justice, but behold, oppression. For righteousness, but behold, a cry of distress. Woe to those who join house to house, who lay field to field until there is no room, and you are made to dwell alone in the middle of the land. In my ears, Yahweh of armies says, surely many houses will be desolate, even great and beautiful, unoccupied. For 10 acres of vineyard shall yield one bath, and a homer of seed shall yield an ephah. Woe to those who rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, who stay late into the night until wine inflames them. The harp, lyre, tambourine, and flute with wine are at their feasts. But they don't respect the work of Yahweh, neither have they considered the operation of his hands. Therefore my people go into captivity for lack of knowledge. Their honorable men are famished, and their multitudes are parched with thirst. Therefore Sheol has enlarged its desire, and opened its mouth without measure. And their glory, their multitude, their pomp, and he who rejoices among them descend into it. So man is brought low, mankind is humbled, and the eyes of the arrogant ones are humbled. But Yahweh of armies is exalted in justice, and God the Holy One is sanctified in righteousness. Then the lambs will gaze as in their pasture, and strangers will eat the ruins of the rich. Woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of falsehood, and wickedness as with cart rope, who say, let him make haste, let him hasten his work that we may see it. Let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come, that we may know it. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe to those who are mighty to drink wine and champions at mixing strong drink, who acquit the guilty for a bribe, but deny justice for the innocent. Therefore, as the tongue of fire devours the stubble, and as the dry grass sinks down in the flame, so their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have rejected the law of Yahweh of armies, and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore Yahweh's anger burns against his people, and he has stretched out his hand against them and has struck them. The mountains tremble, and their dead bodies are as refuse in the middle of the streets. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is still stretched out. He will lift up a banner to the nations from far away, and he will whistle for them from the end of the earth. Behold, they will come speedily and swiftly. No one shall be weary or stumble among them. No one shall slumber nor sleep. Neither shall the belt of their waist be untied, nor the strap of their sandals be broken, whose arrows are sharp, and all their bows bent. Their horses' hoofs will be like flint, and their wheels like a whirlwind. Their roaring will be like a lioness. They will roar like young lions, Yes, they shall roar and seize their prey and carry it off, and there will be no one to deliver. They will roar against them in that day like the roaring of the sea. If one looks to the land, behold darkness and distress. The light is darkened in its clouds. Isaiah chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each one had 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, with 2 he covered his feet, with 2 he flew. One called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is Yahweh of armies. The whole earth is full of his glory." The foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, Yahweh of armies." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. He touched my mouth with it and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven." I heard the Lord's voice saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am, send me." He said, "Go and tell this people, you hear indeed, but don't understand. You see indeed, but don't perceive. Make the heart of this people fat, make their ears heavy and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and turn again and be healed." Then I said, "Lord, how long?" He answered, "Until cities are waste without inhabitant, houses without man. The land becomes utterly waste, and Yahweh has removed men far away, and the forsaken places are many within the land. If there is a tenth left in it, that also will in turn be consumed. As a terebinth and as an oak whose stump remains when they are cut down, so the holy seed is its stump." Isaiah chapter 7. In the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, Rezin the king of Syria and Pekah the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, went up to Jerusalem to war against it, but could not prevail against it. David's house was told, "Syria is allied with Ephraim." His heart trembled, and the heart of his people, as the trees of the forest tremble with the wind. Then Yahweh said to Isaiah, "Go out now to meet Ahaz, you and Shear-Jashub your son, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool, on the highway of the fuller's field. Tell him, 'Be careful and keep calm. Don't be afraid, neither let your heart be faint because of these 2 tails of smoking torches. For the fierce anger of Rezin in Syria and of the son of Remaliah, because Syria, Ephraim, and the son of Remaliah have plotted evil against you, saying, 'Let's go up against Judah and tear it apart, and let's divide it among ourselves and set up a king within it, even the son of Tabeel.' This is what the Lord Yahweh says, 'It shall not stand, neither shall it happen. For the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. Within 65 years, Ephraim shall be broken in pieces, so that it shall not be a people. The head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is Remaliah's son. If you will not believe, surely you shall not be established.'" Yahweh spoke again to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of Yahweh your God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above." But Ahaz said, "I won't ask. I won't tempt Yahweh." He said, "Listen now, house of David. Is it not enough for you to try the patience of men, that you will try the patience of my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin will conceive and bear a son, and call his name Emmanuel. He shall eat butter and honey when he knows to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child knows to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land whose two kings you abhor shall be forsaken. Yahweh will bring on you, on your people, and on your father's house days that have not come, from the day that Ephraim departed from Judah, even the king of Assyria. It will happen in that day that Yahweh will whistle for the fly that is in the uttermost part of the rivers of Egypt, and for the bee that is in the land of Assyria. They shall come and shall all rest in the desolate valleys, in the clefts of the rocks, on all thorn hedges, and on all pastures. In that day the Lord will shave with a razor that is hired in the parts beyond the river, even with the king of Assyria, the head and the hair of the feet, and it shall also consume the beard. It shall happen in that day that a man shall keep alive a young cow and two sheep. It shall happen that because of the abundance of milk which they shall give, he shall eat butter, for everyone will eat butter and honey that is left within the land. It will happen in that day that every place where there were 1,000 vines worth 1,000 silver shekels will be for briars and thorns. People will go there with arrows and with bow, because all the land will be briars and thorns. All the hills that were cultivated with the hoe, you shall not come there for fear of briars and thorns, but it shall be for the sending out of oxen and for sheep to tread on. Isaiah 8. Yahweh said to me, "Take a large tablet and write on it with a man's pen for Maha Shalal Hashbaz. And I will take for myself faithful witnesses to testify, Uriah the priest and Zechariah the son of Jeberechiah." I went to the prophetess, and she conceived and bore a son. Then Yahweh said to me, "Call his name Mahar Shalal Hashbaz, for before the child knows how to say, 'My father and my mother,' the riches of Damascus and the plunder of Samaria will be carried away by the king of Assyria." Yahweh spoke to me yet again, saying, "Because this people has refused the waters of Shiloah that go softly, and rejoice in Rezin and Remaliah's son, now therefore, behold, the Lord brings upon them the mighty flood waters of the river, the king of Assyria and all his glory. It will come up over all its channels and go over all its banks. It will sweep onward into Judah. It will overflow and pass through. It will reach even to the neck. The stretching out of its wings will fill the width of your land, O Emmanuel. Make an uproar, you peoples, and be broken in pieces. Listen, all you from far countries, dress for battle and be shattered. Dress for battle and be shattered. Take counsel together, and it will be brought to nothing. Speak the word, and it will not stand. For God is with us." For Yahweh spoke this to me with a strong hand, and instructed me not to walk in the way of this people, saying, "Don't call a conspiracy all that this people call a conspiracy. Don't fear their threats or be terrorized. Yahweh of armies is who you must respect as holy. He is the one you must fear. He is the one you must dread. He will be a sanctuary, but for both houses of Israel, he will be a stumbling stone and a rock that makes them fall. For the people of Jerusalem, he will be a trap and a snare. Many will stumble over it, fall, be broken, be snared, and be captured. Wrap up the covenant, seal the law among my disciples. I will wait for Yahweh, who hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. Behold, I and the children whom Yahweh has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from Yahweh of armies who dwells in Mount Zion. When they tell you, consult with those who have familiar spirits and with the wizards who chirp and who mutter. Shouldn't a people consult with their God? Should they consult the dead on behalf of the living? Turn to the law and to the covenant. If they don't speak according to this word, surely there is no mourning for them. They will pass through it, very distressed and hungry. It will happen that when they are hungry, they will worry and curse their king and their God. They will turn their faces upward, then look to the earth and see distress, darkness, and the gloom of anguish. They will be driven into thick darkness. Isaiah chapter 9. But there shall be no more gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the latter time he has made it glorious, by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. The light has shined on those who lived in the land of the shadow of death. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased their joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy in harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the plunder. For the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as in the day of Midian. For all the armor of the armed men in the noisy battle and the garments rolled in blood will be for burning, fuel for the fire. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, and the government will be on his shoulders. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end, on David's throne and on his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from that time on, even forever. The zeal of Yahweh of armies will perform this. The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and it falls on Israel. All the people will know, including Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, who say in pride and in arrogance of heart, "The bricks have fallen, but we will build with cut stone. The sycamore fig trees have been cut down, but we will put cedars in their place." Therefore Yahweh will set up on high against him the adversaries of Rezin, and will stir up his enemies, the Syrians in front and the Philistines behind, and they will devour Israel with open mouth. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Yet the people have not turned to him who struck them, neither have they sought Yahweh of armies. Therefore Yahweh will cut off from Israel head and tail, palm branch and reed in one day. The elder and the honorable man is the head, and the prophet who teaches lies is the tail. For those who lead this people lead them astray, and those who are led by them are destroyed. Therefore the Lord will not rejoice over their young men, neither will he have compassion on their fatherless and widows. For everyone is profane and an evildoer, and every mouth speaks folly. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. For wickedness burns like a fire, it devours the briars and thorns. Yes, it kindles in the thickets of the forest, and they roll upward in a column of smoke. Through Yahweh of armies' wrath the land is burned up, and the people are the fuel for the fire. No one spares his brother. One will devour on the right hand and be hungry, and he will eat on the left hand, and they will not be satisfied. Everyone will eat the flesh of his own arm, Manasseh eating Ephraim, and Ephraim eating Manasseh, and they together will be against Judah. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still.